Thought you might like to hear something about Oxford, university town. Thomas Taylor, coming to this city, was moved to the Lord to go to Mary's Mass House. I'm sorry, in the middle, you see, those are kind of 1654. Mary's Mass House, of course, means the Anglican Church of St. Mary's. You understand that, don't you? Or the Virgin Mary. There are being present Dr. Owen, Vice Chancellor. To this day, you know, the Vice Chancellor of a university is the head, really administrative head. And after the priest had done and the people coming forth, the said Thomas Taylor stood up and spoke to the people, whereupon a great multitude drew about him, at which the vice chancellor being offended, had him seized and committed to the castle, where he was rifled by the prisoners. And some friends went down to see him, but the jailer had shut him up in a close room. He would not let them come at him. So he spake to them out of the window. Quickly after, a friend named Jane Betris went to the vice chancellor to know why he sent the friend to prison, and to acquaint him of his close confinement, whereupon he sent his man to the jailer to bespeak the liberty of his friend. Coming to him shortly after, he sent for him with the jailer, and after a long conference the vice chancellor had with Thomas Taylor, understanding he had formerly been a scholar of the university, he released him. The jailer, being by, demanded his fees. You have to pay for your accommodations in the jail to pay the jailer. Which he, for conscience' sake, could not pay, having broken no just law, whereupon the vice-chancellor paid the fees, and so was discharged. John Owen, an interesting figure, happened to know it. Well, the women particularly came to Oxford, had a terrible time. They were thrown into a pond and put under the pump and tied back to back and doused. Very interesting to see unwelcome strangers are treated on a university campus in 1654-58. Now, this so much today by way of introduction to this group of people. I think I've indicated what I need to say about it and the experiences you will get. What I want to say is that 3 weeks from today, I would like a paper from each of you on a brief paper on one of the friends of this period. That's why I have distributed this list. It should be, I've indicated how you can get the material, and now you'll have occasion to get better acquainted with a visitor in the class who presides at the desk in the Quaker Treasure Room, and she will help you find the material you'll hear pretty much here. You see, most of them have an autobiography, and I don't need to give it an author in the last column. And of course, I couldn't tell you the difference between them. I think any one of them is adequate, is a sample. They had various different experiences. Of course, they aren't all among the first to. They aren't all converted as early as 1654. And of course, I left Fox out because you're working on him in another context. And William Penn I left out because he'll be subject to special study. But I think any of these would be interesting. And all I ask is that you don't all pitch on the same one. May I ask you, therefore, to report Wednesday, if possible. It's kind of a blind date, isn't it? Which one you're thinking of working with, and don't all choose the same person. If any of you made up your mind before you leave the room, that'll be all right. You can tell me now. I won't say first come, first serve, and I won't say I'm opposed as a teacher to reading two short papers on the same person, but I don't want to read a dozen short papers on the same person when I could read on a dozen different persons. The length of the paper you may want to know, the equivalent of 6 to 8, let's say plus or minus 8 typewritten pages, not a long paper. Not that that makes it easier. The biographical facts, not exclusively that though, but the biographical facts and the impression of the man's character and career, and whatever you find interesting in that particular person. Is Mr. Schumann here today?
Yes.
You're missing, haven't your paper for Friday?
No, sir, I wasn't here Friday.
You didn't write one on Friday?
I wasn't here Friday.
I'll give you some questions when you're ready to write.
All right.
If I made clear enough, this assignment. And the date, 3 weeks from today, what date is that?
The 11th.
March 9th. 10th.
11th.